66. Marcus. It was 100 times worse than he'd anticipated. 1,000. The bridge bobbed beneath Teriana's weight as she stepped out over the ravine, nothing holding her in place but her own strength and balance. Farther and farther, the wind catching at her hood and pushing it back, sending her loose braids flapping wildly. With her added weight, the bridge swung farther than it had on its own, snapping back in the opposite direction with violent force. Teriana wobbled and clung to the ropes, taking another few steps before another gust of wind caught her, whipping the bridge nearly sideways. No. His chest was so tight he could barely get the word out. Come back. Either she didn't hear him or chose not to listen, taking another few steps, nearly a third of the way across now. His breath came in gasping wheezes, his throat tight, his chest worse. His pulse roared in his ears, everything too bright despite the rapidly dying sun. Sweat rolled down his brow, stinging his eyes, but he couldn't let go to wipe it away, because he was following her. The bridge moved beneath him, but Marcus kept his eyes fixed on her. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. The rope holding him to the baggage line smacked him in the face, but he ignored it and kept moving forward. He needed to catch up to Teriana, needed to be close enough to catch her if she fell. Each inhale gave him less and less air as his throat tightened. He had minutes until he passed out, maybe less. The wind slammed against him, sending the bridge flying sideways. His foot slipped, only just catching on one of the cords binding the cables together. The bridge rebounded the other way, jerking back and forth like a chaotic metronome. The ravine was entirely hidden in shadow now, nothing but yawning blackness beneath him. Ahead, Teriana was nearly at the opposite side, nearly safe. The bridge swung and the world spun, stars moving across his vision. Keep going. But panic was taking over. He was going to pass out, was going to end up dangling from a rope until lack of air or the cold killed him. Would that be so bad? Would it be so bad to be done? Marcus stopped moving, aware only of his desperate need for air, the cables beneath his hands, and the sound of Teriana screaming his name. Just let go. No. He gave a sharp shake of his head, then took another step, then another. His vision was fading, the hands gripping the cables feeling not his own, but someone else's. He couldn't see, but he could still hear Teriana's voice begging for him to keep moving, not to stop. Then he was falling.